Today, I'm joined by Brad O'Connor, CEO from Cogstate. Brad's a regular contributor to the Morgans Network. Brad, welcome back. We're just going to run through your first half results and a little bit of guidance that you could perhaps provide to us, given that the share price has been quite weak. But let's just start off with the first half results that you've just posted to the market.
Thanks, Scott. Thanks for having me back. And yeah, as you suggest, last week we released our half-year results for the 6 months ended 31 December 2018. Largely speaking, the results were well forecast to the market. We announced in July of 2018 that we'd been impacted by the failure of some phase three Alzheimer's disease studies, and that was going to impact both our contract revenue book and therefore our revenue generation over the coming periods. As a result of that, we made the decision to reduce the cost base of the business to essentially make our costs better fit our expected revenue line. So we removed a range of roles within the business, focusing on those roles that weren't important in terms of short-term revenue generation, taking about $5 million costs of annual costs out of the business as part of that restructure. So we identified in our report that was released those amount of non-recurring costs that had been removed from the business, or those costs that were involved in that restructure. We recorded a loss for the half-year period. Probably of more importance to investors is the guidance we provided in relation to the upcoming June 2019 half-year. And that has certainly impacted our short-term stock price performance. So that guidance was that we were continuing to see some slowness in terms of our, or some difficult trading conditions, slowness in terms of our sales activity. And what that had resulted in is our expectations for the revenue for the June half of the financial year were now less. We still have good sales prospects that we're pursuing for the June quarter, but the reality of our business is that it takes some time to revenue to roll off from sales contracts that are executed in any one quarter. So the major benefit from sales contracts that will be signed in the June quarter would actually be felt in the 2020 financial year, and therefore we've issued guidance that based upon that new scenario, we expect now to record a loss for the June half year. We had been hopeful previously that we would be able to record a profit for the June half year based on the cost savings that we'd initiated. So we're now, and it's really just a timing lag that we're facing, expecting that revenue to pick up again, but it won't be in time to balance the books as at 30 June.
Okay. So I think you've been significantly impacted by the amount of R&D spending going on by the pharma companies into Alzheimer's disease. Do you see this as a long or a short-term trend?
So it's certainly that's true, that we have been impacted by the by investment decisions in Alzheimer's disease R&D by the pharmaceutical companies. There's a scenario there where there's been a number of failures of phase three programs in Alzheimer's disease. At the moment, the pharmaceutical companies are working through those failures and understanding the implications of those failures for their planned upcoming studies. And so while they're working through that, we've seen a slowdown in contracting. Over the longer term, given the size of the problem in Alzheimer's disease, and the potential revenue opportunity that represents for pharmaceutical companies, we believe that R&D spend in Alzheimer's disease increases substantially over time. And to put those numbers into perspective, Alzheimer's disease is the sixth leading cause of death, and it's the only, of all the leading causes of death, it's the only one without any treatment. The number of people in the world with dementia is currently estimated to be about 35 million people, And that's estimated to increase to 135 million people within the next 30 years. So it's an enormous problem. The current estimate suggests that an Alzheimer's disease, an effective Alzheimer's disease therapy, represents more than a $10 billion revenue opportunity. So the opportunity for pharma companies is significant. And so, and that's what gives us this belief that over time, there's a huge increase in Alzheimer's disease R&D spend, and Cogstate will benefit from that. Not only just that, we're less than 12 months away now from the readout of the next pivotal Alzheimer's disease study. So Biogen's study of their drug aducanumab is expected to read out in early 2020 calendar year, and that has the potential of being a positive result, which again would further increase the amount of R&D spend going into Alzheimer's disease, is our belief. So over any sort of given period of time, we believe that R&D spend increases dramatically and Cogstate benefits from that. The question is, what is that period of time between, you know, if we accept that we're in an R&D investment trough at the moment, how long does that trough last for until we come out the other side? And we can't accurately answer that. We have good ideas around that, and we certainly are pursuing opportunities that we expect to improve our revenue-generating position. But you know, we can't conclusively answer when does R&D in Alzheimer's disease pick up significantly from its current low levels. What we can do is look to pursue other revenue opportunities, and we're doing that in other areas, and we can look to further manage our cost base such that it more appropriately reflects our immediate term revenue. And that's what we'll be doing over the course of the coming months. That's the work we're working on currently. Okay, we are very excited about some of the revenue opportunities in areas like rare disease, like depression, and like schizophrenia. And I would just point out that Janssen, part of the Johnson & Johnson group of companies, had FDA approval for their treatment of treatment-resistant depression approved this week. And Cogstate was very proud to be the primary cognitive endpoint in that study that saw that drug get approved. And that's an example of where we see additional work coming in depression, for example, that will help us replace that lost revenue in the short term from that Alzheimer's disease opportunity.
Okay, well, Brad, that does sound very interesting and exciting. That was the question I was actually just about to ask, but you did answer it. It was, what are the other conditions or diseases where potentially the shortfall in the Alzheimer's work was going to be made up from? And you've answered that very clearly. So it does look like Cogstate is simply just going through a trough at the moment, and you clearly have the cost base well under control. So that all goes well for an improved 2020, which is just around the corner. Brad, yeah. It's been great to talk to you again, and we'll look forward to continuing to update the progress with Cogstate. I've been joined by Brad O'Connor, the CEO. Thanks very much for talking to us.
Thanks, Scott.